Hello again, you're listening to The Business. You can contact us by text to 51551, by phone to 1850 715 150, email thebusiness@rte.ie or tweet to @thebusinessrte. Well, whoever told you that dairy farming was not rocket science might be proven wrong by our next guest. Dr. Edmund Harty has successfully launched the bovine business into the tech age with his company Dairy Master. It provides high-tech tools for farmers, everything from massive milking machines to modern muck scrapers. Edmund was Ernst & Young's Entrepreneur of the Year in 2012 and is the fresh face among the big cheeses on the judging panel this year. We caught up with him on the Lyons estate to find out more. Hello, Ed. We're back in the kind of place where Dairy Master would have begun, a milking parlour.
Absolutely, Richard, yeah.
Your father set up the business.
Yeah, my father set up the business in 1968, started, if you like, as a one-man show, if you want to call it that. Importing and installing milking equipment. I suppose he saw that there was an opportunity there at that time to do that, and that was how it all began.
When it comes to milking machines, the technology has changed dramatically from what your father was originally selling.
Absolutely, like, you know, just, I suppose, first of all, you know, in terms of, I suppose, size and scale. So the smallest installation you'll see that we'll do, you'll see in the AgriWare family farm in Dublin Zoo, milks one cow at a time. The largest ones can feed 500,000 people a day, but the level of technology is completely different. So, you know, things from identifying cows electronically on the way into the parlour to speech in the same way as a sat-nav talks to you, you'll find the parlour here in the background can actually talk to you as well. And tell you what you need to know when you need to know it. And there's a whole lot of other technologies as well.
Well, these look like a fairly happy bunch of cows, but I don't want to get in the way of the efficiency of this process, so perhaps we'll have a chat around the corner.
Absolutely.
Well, we found a bit of a quieter spot here, so we might be able to have a quieter chat without the cows and the machine in the background. Was it an unusual mix for you growing up with a family farm connection, but a sort of farm business selling the milking equipment as well?
Yeah, no, it was a very, I suppose it was a very interesting mix. And I suppose, first of all, where Dairy Master is based in Kerry, it's a very, very much an agricultural area. But also, I suppose, engineering was also something that I was very interested in. I liked, as a young lad, I liked making stuff, breaking stuff, putting it all back together. And, you know, and Dairy Master was something that allowed me to do that and to develop those skills. But there's lots of other ways, you know, that the engineering background and the training that gives you in terms of applying technology. So there was another story sometimes that I actually told somebody just last week. It was about how we developed a product called the Moo Monitor, which is this whole necklace for a cow for monitoring the cow's health and fertility cycle. And it was literally, you know, I was on a plane trip to Canada and there was a colleague of mine and, you know, I was reading the engineering magazine, electronics book, and it was really around nanotechnology and stuff that was being used for rockets and torpedoes. And I gave him an elbow like this and I said, I think we can use some of this stuff. And he looked across at me kind of funny, you know, to say, well, what was I talking about? And really this was about technology that was used to very precisely measure movement when they lost their GPS signals. And I said, look, we can use this to actually measure what cows are doing. And that was, you know, that was the start of that product, because we knew, knowing what we know about cows, we knew that they behave differently, say, when they're in heat. And figuring out when a cow's in heat is important, because in order to get a cow in calf, that's very important, because that's what starts the whole milk production cycle. So it's about linking different technologies in ways that will actually matter to your customer.
Do you find you're always thinking about cows?
Well, maybe not always about cows, but I think about cows lots, and I think about technology lots, yeah.
And you still live in Kerry with your wife and two kids and all of that. You must be on a lot of airplanes. What's a typical week like?
Oh, there's no typical week, but usually there is a lot of travel, even though you could be anywhere. So I suppose we've customers from parts of Siberia to Japan, to Australia, to New Zealand, to, you know, Germany, Holland, all the various dairy countries that you expect, you know. And obviously, in order to service those markets and to be out and to meet customers, it means visiting those markets.
What's farming like in Siberia?
Very cold.
Are they milking a lot of cows over there?
Yeah, well, you see, I suppose actually in that particular place now in particular, they're actually mining for diamonds. And basically, you know, obviously they need food to feed people. And that's the reason there's a farm there.
Places like the United States, when I think of farming there, I think of this mechanized industrial farming where the cattle stay indoors, they bring the food to the cattle. I mean, is that something that you could see? Is that a road Ireland should be looking at because it might be more efficient in general in the industry, or is it something we should be avoiding?
Yeah, no, I think Ireland's very different. I would say Ireland is extremely efficient. If you look at some of the best farmers in the world, I believe, are here in Ireland, and are not necessarily in the United States. Obviously, in the United States, you have some very good farmers as well. But you have a big variation in farming in the United States. So you have a perception there that there's big industrial farms, and yes, there are. But equally in the United States, you know, we have some Amish people as customers of ours. And actually, in order to service those people where they've no need for electricity or very minimal amounts anyway, and they need special dispensations and all these things in order to use it, it's a very different set of requirements, you know.
Tell me about going to meet the Amish and selling them equipment. How did all that play out?
I suppose, look, it's very different, you know. So we've some Amish customers, some Hutterite customers. A little bit like Little House on the Prairie long ago is how it looks, you know. And parts of the United States, that's normal there. But again, they're very nice people. They're very straight talking. They're very direct. You know, you'll be asked short questions and you give a short answer. And, you know, if you can ultimately do what it is they want you to do, you'll do business.
Ed, do you see yourself more as an inventor than a businessman?
Probably more an inventor, being honest about it, you know. Because, again, it's back to that's what I get my buzz out of. It's about actually doing something different, doing something new. You know, it's about, again, taking different technologies, different ingredients, combining them and you know, doing something that makes a difference out there.
Where do you get your ideas and your inspiration?
Yeah, they come from lots of different places. So one is by looking and saying, you know, looking at the whole farming scene, what's happening there, what are people's needs. The other is looking at the whole technology scene and saying, look, this is the what's possible. And then, you know, you have to look at the what's possible, and then you have to actually say to yourself, well, what matters? Or then if you want to put the business cap on, you know, in order to do that, you have to actually ask yourself, you know, would a customer buy it? Is it of value to them? Or, the hard question to ask is, you know, would somebody write a check for that? Because sometimes a lot of people come up with ideas, but it's about actually being able to implement them, to sell them. You know, because if you can't sell them, they're no good at the end of the day. You can't create a sustainable business out of it. You can't go on. You can't employ people. You can't grow. You can't develop the next product. So these are the things that you have to think about.
You've obviously been to a lot of different places, seen a lot of farms in different continents. If you weren't going to live in Kerry, is there somewhere you'd like to say, I wish I had a little farm there now? Where would it be?
It would have to be Kerry.
It would be sacrilege in Kerry to say anything
Absolutely.
Else.
Absolutely.
Now, there's a man who knows what side his bread is buttered on. Dr. Ed Harty there.